Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hello there, my very good friends, and a warm welcoming after news, I guess, to you. On this video, we're going to tell you who Nick Khan says is WWE's next big thing.
An AEW star was recently pulled from a show.
And we got a backstage update on five wrestlers missing from WWE's roster.
I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the after news.
Yes, it is. Let's talk about the next big thing in WWE. According to Nick Khan, Big Nick Khan, I can't remember his job title anymore, but it's high up.
Yes.
He's essentially number two in that company, which is under Endeavor.
TKO, they called now?
Yeah, TKO, all of that confusing stuff. Who do you reckon it is?
Tatanka.
Okay, it's not Tatanka.
Blue Meanie?
It's not the Blue Meanie. I'll give you one more.
The full-blooded Italian.
It's Logan Paul. It's Logan Paul.
Not my first choice, but okay.
Basically, he's done a little talk, has Slick Nick, at Moffitt Nathanson's inaugural Technology, Media and Telecom Conference. Very pro-wrestling. And he said the following.
Bunch of bloody nerds, that, isn't it?
It's computer guys.
We're so cool. Talking about wrestling on the internet.
Here's the quote. Logan Paul is going to be the next big thing. He came in and took it seriously, as did Bad Bunny.
Yes.
It registered, it mattered. Our young audience spiked, our bread and butter, our full-time superstars. But to be able to bring in Bad Bunny and Logan Paul and Pat McAfee at different points, it just increases awareness, which is good for us, obviously. So I think earmarking Logan Paul as the next big thing is quite interesting, given he's already a global megastar.
That helps, doesn't it?
But look, he's obviously, and he's, you know, he's not the, maybe not the nicest guy in the universe. He's done some bad things, of course, Logan Paul, and I'm not going to brush any of that away just because he's good at wrestling, but he is also good at wrestling, which we should acknowledge. The Roman Reigns match was just absolutely sensational. He's a blast every time he's in the ring. He was great at WrestleMania again, fanning around with KSI. Like, he's a natural at this stuff, and obviously he's quite easy to root against, which makes him a great heel.
Yeah.
WWE are right to present him the way they do because he is a big star out with this world and he is very good at this world. Maybe he'll be world champ. I don't know. Maybe he will.
Well, this is the thing. Well, first of all, I'm going to put a caveat on this because he mentioned Logan Paul. Quite rightly mentioned Bad Bunny, who was just sensational at Backlash. Pat McAfee's name was brought up as well. Let's put some respect on Johnny Knoxville's name, okay?
Because Snooki?
He had one of my favourite WrestleMania matches last year.
It was fun.
Like bag of laughter.
Stupid stuff.
Yeah.
But fun.
I think he could take the title for Roman in that type of match. Giant mouse trap to win it. I mean, folks, where is the lie? Logan Paul is brilliant. And, you know, sometimes you could say it to wind people up. Oh, who should dethrone Roman Reigns? It should be Logan Paul. That was the whole fear around that show in Saudi, right? But, yeah. I could easily see him winning a mid-card title. No bother. Like, the eyes he brings to the product is one thing, but it's not like, all right, he brings a lot of eyes to the product, but he does an elbow drop like Snoop Dogg. He is, like, if he decides to pack in all the boxing and YouTube and influencer stuff and whatever else he does, the Impulsive podcast, one of the best podcasts out there that isn't ours, of course. If he just went, nah, bollocks, I'm just going to be a full-time wrestler, he'd be world champion.
He'd be tremendous at it. Yeah, he already is tremendous at it, and he would do a good job on a full-time basis as well.
And the good thing is, no matter how bad a person he is, he can always go, hey, at least I'm not my brother. Or my dad, actually. They're both arseholes.
Has he got a bad dad?
I've just got some stories to tell you
after
this.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, Let's talk a little bit about Aiden.
Kicking down the whole Paul family, apart from Sean Paul.
Yeah.
Shouts to Sean.
And Blue Cantrell, actually.
Yeah, she is, of course, a member of the
Despite the fact I listened to their remix and it made my head swell. Yeah. And I was like, what is going on here?
Aaron Paul, another good one. We're balancing them out. We need one more Paul. One more Paul. Chris Paul. There we go.
Yeah.
Three good, three bad.
Yeah. And the scales of the Pauls.
What are we doing?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Sky Blue! she was recently pulled from a set of AEW tapings, according to Fightful Select. No word on why. She isn't injured, she isn't sick, so that's good news. And she's expected to be back soon. She's been doing loads of stuff this year. I think she's looked great in AEW. She last wrestled in a dark match for them on the 17th of May on that episode of Dynamite, teaming up with Abaddon, a new New Japan Strong Women's World Champion. Is that the right title?
Willow. Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Congratulations to her.
IWGP.
Couldn't happen to a nicer person.
Yeah, absolutely. I see her new t-shirt. It's really fun. It says, "Nothing matters, smile anyway." Very good. It's the world.
She's done 21 matches as Sky Blue this year, whilst also competing in Ring of Honor, of course. I hope everything's all right, because she's been a great addition to that roster.
Yeah, she had a really fun match with Athena the other week for Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
Where it was like spirited babyface defeat. Like, it's like a classic format, but it works really well because she's a good babyface and Athena's just a tremendous heel at the moment. And then they did the post-match, like, Athena raised her arm, went, "Yeah, give it up for Sky Blue, yeah, look at this." And then just knocked her down again. Good stuff.
She's having a great time being here, listen.
Yeah,
she?
She's tremendous. But yeah, Sky Blue's only 23, so her best years are way far ahead of her, obviously. She's a growing prospect, development, all of that stuff. I think she's got a lot of potential, a lot of promise. I saw a really great indie match she had with Anthony Green last year that really opened my eyes to the full breadth of what she can do and what she's going to be able to do in the ring in the future. I think she's a great prospect, and I hope that whatever kept her away from these tapings doesn't keep her away for too long.
Exactly.
Wrestlers missing in WWE. I got 5 of them. Where are they? I don't know. I haven't even got my glasses on.
Where you at, George?
He's not one of them.
Okay.
Curious George? I don't know. George.
Curious George St. Pierre.
George Ezra?
Ooh.
It's none of those
people. Green, yes. Blue. Sky blue.
Oh, God. Sky Paul. There you go. Who are they? Well, one of them's Bray Wyatt.
Of course, yeah.
Who we spoke to a while ago. This is a WrestleVotes report, by the way.
Oh, nice hearing that name again.
People Nages. Classified as unassigned in WWE, so they're not on the Raw listing or the SmackDown listing or in any internal rankings. Yeah, Bray's one of them. We spoke about him last week or the week before.
Yeah.
Tommaso Ciampa, injured, makes sense. R-Truth, injured, makes sense. Logan Paul, part-time, makes sense. Gable Steveson, doing amateur wrestling again, makes sense. So these people are... Yeah, they're the people who are unassigned. And all of them you can kind of find the reason out for. They do note as well, like Fightful did the other week, that Bray Wyatt is still with WWE. I know it's like a big thing because he's a big name.
Yeah.
But he's still with the company, all of that stuff. Yeah, Gable Steveson is the weirdest one because they made such a fuss about signing him, former Olympian, in 2020. They put him in the draft for some reason.
They brought him out of that last year's WrestleMania. He did something with Chuck Gable.
Yeah, that's right. And... what's the other wrestler? Mensa Stock. She was there and
Yeah.
Yeah, and she was really charismatic. And she, I think they've actually signed her now.
A lot of pressure on Gable Stevenson because they were like, here he is, it's the new Kurt Angle.
Yeah, that was so unfair. It was like, this guy's never done anything before. Like, leave it, let him just be himself.
Yes, I get he's got a wrestling background, an amateur wrestling background.
But let's not compare him to the best rookie ever. but yeah, he's buggered off and he's... That's dismissive. He's gone back to do the amateur wrestling stuff, which he's obviously tremendous at and far more talented at that than I am at literally anything I will ever do. So there you go. Inactive wrestlers.
Well, we can say R-Truth, it was the first time he's had like a serious injury, it feels like.
Yeah.
For a long, long time. So get well soon, Truth. We said it at the time when he got injured.
He's been around for decades. Yeah. Like, I remember watching Kay Quick back in the day when he was teaming with Road Dogg. Like,
he's really talented. And in terms of like Tommy Ciampa, I feel like he's possibly returning soon. Not my words, the words of Johnny Gargano on the way when they keep saying he's coming back. It's going to be Tommy Ciampa. Maybe we're going to get DIY on the main roster and maybe Vince won't ruin it. They probably will.
Tommaso Ciampa's been doing the stem cell treatment and stuff, hasn't he? So maybe, I don't know, he's obviously had a lot of bad injuries throughout his run and stuff, and you hope that when he comes back, he's able to do the things he used to and not be hurt.
You'd never wish an injury on anyone, I always say this.
Yeah.
But whenever Ciampa gets injured and comes back, he kicks ass. So there's a bit like, oh, well, it's not the end of the world because they're going to come back and twat someone with a crutch or something.
Last time we saw him, he was like the Mrs. Angry Mate a little bit as well.
Still having great matches. I get it, Vince. He's not as big as Omos. Not many people are, but he's really quite talented. A bit like that Johnny Wrestling lad. The clue's in his name as well. Just let him wrestle these stupid bollocks.
They just don't let him have the big matches. It's kind of annoying.
I'm hoping that they've known about Ciampa potentially coming back. And I'm no confirmation on this, by the way. It's completely me speculating. But I hope that they've heard about Ciampa coming back and then gone, let's ease off on Gargano. Let's have him do stupid skits like we've had him do for 6 months. He did a little thing where you were like, oh, maybe he's going to do stuff with Gunther and what have you. Maybe they're just saying, let's hold back so when Ciampa comes back in, we can do DIY stuff on the main roster, which could be great.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, depends who's right now, I guess.
Exactly, depends what week it is. Is it a coverage week?
There's one guy over here.
Vince McMahon week. Yeah. Right, let us know your thoughts on all today's news stories in the comments section below. Like, share, subscribe. If you're thinking, wait a second, Adam, where are you going? No, Twitter questions. That was on the morning news.
Psych.
Which you go and check out right now with myself and this handsome Moby lookalike.
It's very offensive.
Follow us on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Watch there. Follow Andy Murray at
Andy H. Murray. The H stands for Humdinger. There you go. If you don't know what that is,
have a word with yourself.
Yeah. Fix your life and your face. Fix your face.
Follow me on Twitter at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. But for now, my thanks to Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us. And we will see you soon.
Fix your face, but not like Vince did to his face. Gee whiz.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.